The following shiur has been presented by Harav Noach Isaac Olbaum, Rav de Kahal Nachlas Yitzchak de Queens, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Now, let us start from the beginning, and in fact, go on to explain the inyan of mechitzes, because that is what the Masechta really begins with. The Masechta begins talking about mechitzes. As we have mentioned, in our Torah we have two rishuyos. One is rishus harabim, and one is rishus hayochid. It is important to know, first of all, the definition of rishus hayochid. Somebody might think that a rishus hayochid means an area that belongs to an individual. In other words, private property. We have to realize over and over again that private property, that itself is bechlal not a rishus hayochid. A rishus hayochid in halacha is an area that is enclosed with mechitzos kahalacha. And it does not make a difference if that area belongs to a yochid, to an individual, or whether it's a mokim hefker, or it belongs to a lot of people. Nevertheless, it becomes a rishus hayochid simply by its structure, by the fact that it's a mokim that's mukiv mechitzes, which basically means it's not the bailus that determines its status, but rather its physical structure, the character of the mokim. If the character of the mokim is such that it is enclosed with proper mechitzes, that is what makes it into a rishus hayochid. It's important to know that adrabe, there are rishonim, and that is Tosfos and Erevim Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Yehoshua, that holds that in fact you could have a rishus harabim, right, even though it belongs to a yochid, it belongs to an individual. In other words, let's say you have a rich individual that he bought off the whole town, and the town basically is used for the rabbim. The rabbim, right, pass through and they go and they come. So according to Shittas HaTosfos, that even though it's under the bailus of the yochid, it's not mafkia medin rishus harabim. So just because the bailus, the legal bailus, belongs to a yochid, and nevertheless could have a din of a rishus harabim, which it should be mentioned is not like the shita of the Ramban. Ramban, there in Ervin, Daf Nun Tes Omer Aleph, regarding the Mishnah, Ir Shel Yochid, Ramban says that any rishus that is konui to a yochid, any rishus that belongs to a yochid, one is not chayiv over it on account of rishus harabim. In other words, if it belongs to a yochid, it cannot be rishus harabim. But in any case, even according to Ramban, everybody would agree that a mokim that is calling to a yochid, right, does not become a rishus yochid. In other words, it's just not a rishus harabim. In other words, with Ramban shita l'chala yoser is that a city or a rishus, if it's calling to a yochid, it does not have a din rishus harabim. But it doesn't become rishus yochid either. Because in order to become rishus yochid, everybody is moide, it has to have mechitzes. So that is a very important nekuda to realize that the definition of rishus hayochid is not determined by how many people own it, one individual or many, but it is determined by the physical character and the physical status of the mokim, and that is that if it is enclosed by mechitzes, then it is rishus hayochid. Now the shaila is, how many mechitzes do we need in order to be a rishus hayochid? So you take a look at the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Aleph, the Halacha points out that there's really a machleike regarding this nekuda in the Rishonim. And for example, according to the Shittas Rambam in Perek Yudalev of Hilchos Shabbos, it is not called a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah unless you have four mechitzes. To be a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, you need four mechitzes. It has to be surrounded on all four sides, or at least three mechitzos shalemes and a lechi on the fourth side. So in any case, so we have at least four mechitzes, either four shleimim, or gimel mechitzos shleimos, and the fourth side at least has to have a lechi. Then it's called a mechitze. That is, as mentioned, the Shittas Rambam, and also the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. On the other hand, according to Roy Poiskim, and that is Shittas Rashi, in Erev and Yud Beis Amud Beis, and also Toises Bekama Mekoimis, the Ravid in his Hasogis on the Rambam, and also the Rosh in the first parik of Sukkot, and the Rajba in Avodah Sakodesh, and is in Chedusha Rajba and the Ritva, these poiskim all hold that it's enough to have three mechitzes, or even two mechitzes and a lechi. In other words, you don't even need gimel mechitzes shleimois, but rather it's enough to have two mechitzes, two walls, and the third one is enough to be a lechi, and that would be a Rishus Ayochid Gomer Minat Torah. Another nekuda that the Bir Halacha there points out, that according to the opinion, that all you need, as we said, Roy Paiskim, that all you need is two mechitzos and a lechi, does not make a difference, according to that opinion, whether the two mechitzos are L-shaped, so basically they are connecting one to the other, which is kimin gam, right? Or whether the two mechitzes are two mechitzes that are parallel to each other, right? With the space of the area in between. And then you have a lechi on one end. That also is considered Rishus Yochi ben Atoir because you also have a lechi. So Kuponim, that is the definition of Rishus Yochi, that you have to have mechitzes. And as pointed out, we have a machlokes Rishayim as to how many mechitzes we need. Now we have to understand really, what is the Hagdorah of Rishus Rabin? How do we define a Rishus Rabin? So first of all, it's very important, okay, really to know what is Rishus Rabin and not a Karmelis. Because one would think that the Pashtis, the only difference between a Rishus Rabin and a Karmelis is Benegeya to a Chiyav Chatos. Which means that if a person, right, transports a chefetz from Rishus Yochid to an actual Rishus Rabim, he's chayv chatos. On the other hand, if he's zayrik from Rishus Yochid to a karmelis, it's potter avaloser. So one would think that the only difference is legab chayv chatos. If that's the case of bizman hazeh, where there is no chayv chatos, lechayra, then there is no nafkimin ledine. However, it is important to know that there is a nafkimin gedoyla also bizman hazeh, to determine whether we're dealing with a Rishus Rabim Deraisa, or whether we're dealing only with a Karmelis. Even though there's no Chiyav Chatos, and everything, right, is really only Begeder Iser, there still is the Nafkimin Ledina, Lamaisa, Lahaloche, whether we're dealing with a Rishus Rabim or we're dealing with a Karmelis. Why? Because when you have an actual Rishus Rabim, and you want to enclose the Rishus Rabim to make it a Rishus Ayochit, and that is by not constructing a physical fence, but rather you want to be makiv the Rishus Rabim with the Tzuras HaPesach, what we call Erev, as mentioned before, we call making an Erev, right? By putting two lechis, a pole on this side and a pole on that side, then we put a wire on top. So in the event where it is a Rishus Rabim that you want to enclose by merely making a Tzuras HaPesach and not an actual fence, you have to realize that it's not so poshut. Because there is a machloikis in the Gemara and Davov, whether it is able to be ma'arev a Rishus Rabim through a Tzuras HaPesach. We paskin lahaloche, and also we find it in the Rishonim, that to be matir a Rishus Rabim, it is not enough a Tzuras HaPesach, but rather we need delosois. We have to have doors. And therefore, there is a nafkimina gedoyla to know the Metzias. Whether we are talking about an actual Rishus Rabim, or we're talking about a Karmelis, there's a nafkim even bizman hazeh. Because if we're only dealing with a Karmelis, dahainu, most of our streets today, which is only a Karmelis, then it's enough to be matrit, to make it Rishus Ayochid. It's enough to do it merely by constructing it Tzuras HaPesach. On the other hand, if in fact we are dealing with a Rishus Rabim, so Tzuras HaPesach is not enough, but rather what we need is dlosis. So therefore we have to know what in fact is a Rishus Rabim. Because the Rishus Rabim, again, it's Tzuras HaPesach, does not qualify to make it a Rishus Ayochid. But what we need glosses, we need doors, which we'll explain soon. So therefore we have to understand what actually is a Rishus Rabim, what is needed for Halacha to recognize a Mokim to be a Rishus Rabim. We have a Braisa Masechta Shabbos, Davov Amud Aleph, and also in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Memhe Siv Zayin, where it says as follows: Ezehu Rishus Rabim. What is considered to be a Rishus Rabim? Rechoyvois, you have streets, Ushvokim Horochovim Tez Zayin Amo. We have streets, right, and marketplaces that have a width of 60 Namas, The streets are 16 amas wide, because in fact we learn that from the Degolei HaMidbar. The Degolei HaMidbar, which was a mokim, right, where you transported and you traveled with wagons, you had the agolos. And the agolos basically had a width from one end to the other. The agolos was a width of Tezayin Amah. So therefore, a street that is less from the shear of Tezayin Amah, if it's not Tezayin Amah wide, so it's not Rishus HaRabim in HaTorah, but rather it's only a Karmelis. Ein Shom the Mishum Brura, Semen Shin Memhei, Sivkot Nyutches. Another condition for Rishus HaRabim is that it must be Eino Mekoiro, no roof above. So as mentioned, in Masech Tishabes, Dav Tzadik Ches, Omad Aleph. In other words, you can have the world's biggest highway. However, under the overpass, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, because that area has a roof over its head, and wherever you have a roof above, that area cannot be a Rishus HaRabim. So the condition, again, another condition besides Tezayin Amah, a condition to be a Rishus HaRabim means it must be Eino Mekoiro, does not have a roof. Another condition for Rishus HaRabim is that it must be Mefulish. It has to be open at both ends, as is mentioned in Masechet Shabbos Davov. So now, we have in fact a very choshev machlokes, and that is the machlokes Rishonim, whether in addition to the above mentioned conditions, whether we also need Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yoyim, whether we have to have 600,000 people. In order to be Rishus HaRabim, do we need a traffic of 600,000 people passing through every day? And in fact, we find in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayin, where the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, the Yesh Oimrin, Shekol She'ein Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yoyim, Einoy Rishus HaRabim. That a street that does not have, if it does not have Shishim Riboy passing through every day, there's not a Rishus HaRabim. The Yisoid and the Mokar of that Shita, that is Be'emes, the Shita of Rashi. That is Shita's Rashi, Imeseftes Eruvin, Davova Madalev, Divramaskar Rishus HaRabim, and also on Daf Nuntes. Also, if you look over there, Ein Shom B'Shulchan Aruch there in the Be'er HaGoyle, Be'er HaGoyle brings that Shekei Nira Dasa Rosh, that this also appears to be the Shita of the Rosh, the Perikama de Erevin, the first Perik of Erevin, also the Perigimel de Beya, and in addition to that, also the opinion of the Smag and the Smak and the Sefer Hatrumois and the Rekeach Simakuf Memhei. Also, Toises Perikal of the Shabbos is also Mashma Ketzas Kain, and also Periyud of Mesach de Shabbos. So, in any case, what we have, as you see, the opinion of many Rishonim, and as we said, Shittas Rashi, that in order to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, we need, as we say, Shishim Riboy Boikim Boy. We need Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy B'chol Yoyim. However, as mentioned, it's a Machlokes, and the Shittas Rambam is not so, because the Rambam in Perik Yudalot of Hilchos Shabbos does not mention, the Rambam does not mention this Tanai, and so too writes the Rav HaMagid B'Shem the Ramban, and also Shittas HaRashba. One can also find in the Hagoyis Mordechai. The Hagoyis Mordechai is, right, the Hagoyis Mordechai you'll find on Masechet Shabbos, but it's printed at the end of Erevin. And also the Shittas HaRan, Soif Perik B'me Isho, and also the Chuvis HaRivosh. That what? That even if you do not have Shishim Riboy Oivrim Boy, it still is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. So we have a very important machlokes as to what is necessary to qualify as a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Now, as to whether most Rishonim agree with Rashi or not, one can see more about this in the correspondence between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan Es Yaakov. The Beis Ephraim is in Archaim, Simen Chavov, right, and Simen Chav Zayin, and also the Mishkan Es Yaakov in Simen Kuf Chav, all the way till Simen Kuf Chav Beis. And as mentioned, that this Shaila has serious halachic implications, because again, a regular Tzuras HaPesach, or what we call Eruv, is not effective for a true Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it is very important to know, do we need Shishim Riboy? Do we not need Shishim Riboy? If it's a Rishus HaRabim without Shishim Riboy, then we can be matir the Mokim by simply constructing a Tzuras HaPesach. On the other hand, Right? If you do need Shishim Riboy, again, if you do need Shishim Riboy, and you don't have it, so you don't have Rishus Rabin Deraisa. On the other hand, if we do not need Shishim Riboy, then it is a Rishus Rabin Deraisa, and you need the Losois, as we said, so it's a Pesach, it's not enough.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.